Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of February 2nd through the 8th. I am sorry this is late. I am having issues. What can I say? But I'm doing the best that I can. So what do we have going on in this week ahead? First of all, we have Mercury moving into Aquarius, and this is really going to be the big theme of the week. This occurs in the evening of Sunday the 4th. If you are on the West Coast, it occurs at 12:10 a.m. Eastern Time on the 5th. So when we all get up on the 5th on Monday, we have Mercury in Aquarius. So, you know, it is going to travel there through the 22nd. And so very briefly, but it is a very important energy now that we know that we have Pluto there and we also have a new moon coming there. And so it is giving us the ability to talk about things, to hear from people, to pick up on ideas, download from the higher octaves, right, in Aquarius. It is helping us with meetings, with short trips, with moves, vehicles, electronics, you name it. And so the energy really wants us to focus on Aquarius theme. So some of this conversation or decision-making or sales or writing or short trips and all of this can be focused on friendships and associations, anything to do with groups and what we're doing with our groups, anything having to do with the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, social networking, causes, and then also, you know, Aquarius is about our aspirations, our freedoms, and our original projects. So really good time frame to dive in and, you know, communicate, sell it, sign it, seal it, make some choices. So on the day that it moves in, so on the 5th, right away, it is meeting with Pluto because Pluto's at the very beginning of the sign. So, you know, this may bring in something financial that we're dealing with in that story, or it may bring in a third party that's, you know, going to be part of the team or part of what we're working through. It could focus on sexual attractions. It could be about divorce proceedings. It could be about big changes you're ready to make. So you're talking about those changes, ways to empower, ways to evolve the story. So really important day, the day that it moves in. We can also look at the 10th of the month. Now, these next two dates are outside of our week ahead, but they are important dates. So, you know, on the 10th, Mercury will square Jupiter, and then on the 16th, Mercury will square Uranus. Both of those planets are in Taurus. So those 2 days are going to be more about the big push that we're making with something involving our Aquarius communications or sales or writing or agreements or decisions, and what's happening with personal income or possessions or purchases or products. So on the 10th with Jupiter, we're probably going really big on that day, you know? We might be really moving a lot of possessions or really trying, aiming at something big with our income, et cetera, you know? And by the 16th in that square to Uranus, it's really asking us to roll with the punches. There could be something surprising or unexpected. No, puppy. like that. That pops up that you're not expecting. There could be, you know, issues online or with the group or the friends or the aspirations on that day that you're pushing through, you know, figuring out a hiccup or something, you know. So those are the days that are going to stand out. Our week ahead is definitely colored with these ideas and with these talks and decisions. And then by late, like 11:30 p.m. on the 22nd, if you're Pacific Coast, and then 2:29 a.m. on the 23rd, if you're East Coast, Mercury is going to exit and move into Pisces. So, you know, again, it's going very quickly through this energy, but it has tremendous power behind it. So really focus on your original ideas and inventions and your side of the mind, and be willing to try new things and see where this takes you. Now, also in our head, we have Wednesday looking quite active as Venus is going to be active and Mars, and not with each other. So But they're both in Capricorn. So, you know, there's a goal here when it comes to Venus, the love, the money, or maybe something happening with your beauty or pleasures. And Mars is active, saying, let's do something about it. Let's do something about that goal. Let's bring our passion to the forefront. Let's drive this thing forward. So, you know, Venus is in a harmonic that day with the things you're purchasing, the things you're making money with, whatever's happening with those possessions or products, while Mars is in an opportune flow with Neptune, which opens up potential with institutions, with research and development, or anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual. And so both energies are separately moving us towards those goals on Wednesday. I think it's a big circle day for things happening. And both are in really positive flow. So it seems like we'll get a lot done that day. So that's our overview. It's short and sweet for the week ahead, but it does seem to be really propelling us forward with a lot of good alignment and momentum. And so when we look at the signs and where this will play out for everybody, for Aries, you know, the Mercury energy is about your aspirations and original projects, and it is playing out with your friends or associates or groups or what you're pursuing online or what you're doing, you know, with astrology or charities or events and gatherings. And so, you know, definitely Sunday night into Monday, this is very powerful as it meets up with Pluto and can bring that financial influence or the sexual attraction or the third-party influences and empowerment and changes that you're making, giving you fresh start energy there. And then with Wednesday, the 7th, with Venus and Mars, this is about you guys really getting in there about a personal goal or professional goal or with a higher up individual and things really being in flow for you. So Venus can bring a focus there on love or money or beauty or pleasure, and Mars can bring a focus on the actions that you are taking. And this is in flow with making money or purchases, products, possessions. It's also in flow with institutions, research, development, artistic, romantic, or spiritual energy on that day. So make the most of that. For Taurus, Mercury moving into Aquarius is really turning your mind towards your personal goals, your career, your status, your fame, or any higher up authority figures you're dealing with. So as you get up on Monday the 5th, this is in play, and it is meeting with Pluto that day to really help you purge, empower, make changes, go deeper, evolve the story. And if you need to bring anything financial, sexual, divorce-oriented, or third-party influence into that goal, into the professional scenario, into what's going on with the higher-ups, then this will help you talk about it, make decisions about it, focus on the writing, the sales, the agreements, the decisions, the moves, the short trips about it. So a very powerful day. And then that's going to be in play the rest of the week. Obviously, it's in play. Mercury is here until the 22nd. So you also have the 10th and the 16th, where those days are going to stand out for you and really draw you in a bigger way. And then in this week ahead, we have Venus and Mars being active on Wednesday the 7th. And for Taurus, you know, this is going to put you in flow with the 9th house. So there may be a trip, or it may be about a situation at a distance that's playing out. It could be about legal agreements. It could be about education, so learning or teaching something. It could be about something with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It could be ceremonies. It could be religion or politics or philosophy, you know. So this 9th house of expansion is really strongly activated in a personal way for you on Wednesday. So you're diving into one or more of those realms, and Venus is going to be there focusing on the love or the money in that story and in flow with you personally or physically. It's very exciting. And then Mars is active in that realm, really helping you take action, and again, really inspiring you in some way, personally or physically, as you are the one in flow with those topics. So definitely a day to mark on your calendar. For Gemini, Mercury moving into Aquarius is going to now activate your 9th house of the expansive mind, and it's going to be there from the 5th until the 22nd. So going by quick, but extremely powerful. So Gemini, hearing news, getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that involve the travel or distance situation, that involve legal agreements or educational pursuits, that involve media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics, or philosophy, okay? So this is what goes on here starting on Monday, and then you'll have the two standout days. You're really dealing in a bigger way with either an institution or the research or investigations involved behind the scenes with this, or you're involved with something artistic, romantic, or spiritual in that story. And then on Wednesday the 7th this week, Venus and Mars are very goal-oriented, and they are in flow. And Gemini, for you, they are focused on something like with a loan or the debt or the inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, partner's money, anything financial for you. They're also focused equally, if you don't want to focus on that, they're charging up the sexual attraction and intimacy in your life on that day. They're charging up anything you need to do about divorce or reproduction or third-party stories. And so with Venus here, she's really helping focus in on the love or the money in that story. She's helping smooth things out or focus on beauty or pleasure there. Mars is helping you take action and get busy about it. And all of this is flowing for you to, let's see. Sorry, I just got to jot down what it is for you. I don't have notes. Okay, so all of this is flowing for you with institutions, with the research and development, with the artistic, romantic, or spiritual, as well as with any higher-up authority figures like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, anything with your own personal goals, status, and or career in the mix. All right, so for Cancer, Mercury moving into Aquarius is your eighth house of power, finances, sex, death, birth, divorce, all the intense things. And so very quickly here from the 5th through the 22nd, you are going to be moving through a lot of information or talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, whatever the financial topic might be, or what's going on with sexual attractions. Maybe you're meeting somebody or in talks with somebody or taking a short trip about that. I don't know. Or about the divorce or the third party stories. So up ahead outside of this week, the 10th and 16th will be very active days with that. When you're pushing about some kind of aspiration or freedom or original project in the mix, or there's something happening online or with friends or groups that is playing a part in that story. Now in this week ahead, we also have Wednesday the 7th when Venus and Mars are both going to be very active. And so Cancer, this is happening in your relationship zone. So it's playing out either with a romantic partner or a business partner, a client or a lot of clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates. And Venus is showing up there, so she's focusing on the love or the income or the beauty or the pleasure with these folks, while Mars is really bringing the passion and the action with these folks, all in flow, all of it for you when it comes to your aspirations, your original projects, your freedoms, your online or social side of life, as well as what's going on with the travel or distance situation, the legal matter, the educational pursuit, the media or marketing interest, the ceremony, the religion, or the politics in that story with these folks. So there you have it. For Leo, Mercury moving into Aquarius, when you get up on it is all in, and it is there until the 22nd, so going by very quickly, but very powerfully because it will merge with Pluto to set off this new story for everybody. So Leo, this is relational for you guys. So Mercury is bringing the news, the talks, the meetings, sales, the ideas, the flirtations, the writing, the agreements, the decisions involving these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And with Pluto, it's really saying, you know, let's go deep into something. Maybe there's a financial or sexual or third party or divorce influence here with what's happening, you know, that we're hearing about or making decisions about. Or maybe it's just time to dig in deeper and purge and evolve and transform something here through our communications and choices with these folks. Now, as you move further, the 10th and the 16th, those will be active days where there's a lot going on around a particular goal or higher up authority figure with those individuals. Then it, also in our week ahead, we have Venus and Mars both being very charged up and active in a positive way, and that is happening on Wednesday the 7th. And so for Leo, you know, this is really going to play out around something that could be focusing on your health or focusing on your work, or it could involve a coworker or hired help or any paperwork or your animals. And so, you know, you're looking at Venus there, so really bringing the love around those topics or helping you focus on income or pleasure or beauty in those stories, while Mars is going to charge up the activation here and help you, you know, take steps to make things happen. And both of those are in flow. And so this really links to, you know, what's going on with your goals in the story or a higher up person in the story and what's happening with anything financial, sexual, reproductive, or through the divorce or third party story. So, you know, make the most of what you're trying to do there on Wednesday, and there you have it. All right, so for Virgo, Mercury moves into Aquarius. When you get up on the 5th, on Monday, it is in. It comes in late on the 4th, early the 5th, depending on where you are. And it will speed through here from the 5th through the 22nd. So, Virgo, this opens up incredibly powerful opportunity for you to get into talks or interviews, to pitch ideas, to write, to focus on sales or decisions or ideas you have that are about your work or coworkers or hired help or paperwork or are focused on health and what you would like to transform there, or focused on animals in your life. And so it's very powerful because it's meeting with Pluto there right off the bat on Monday, so you can go deeper, you can make changes, you can evolve, you can focus on the financial or the third-party influences there, or the sexual attractions or reproductive needs of what's happening there. So, and then the days that stand out going past this week would be the 10th and 16th, where it looks like, Virgo, you'll have a lot going on either with legal agreements, travel or distance situations, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics as it pertains to what you're talking about or making decisions about with the work or the health or the animals or the paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So Venus and Mars are active midweek on Wednesday the 7th. It looks like a really standout day for everybody. And so Virgo, this is either focusing on a creative project or creative talent of yours, or it's all about your love life and or a lover, or it's about the kids or something recreational. So Venus is here doing her part to really focus on love or money in that story, whichever one it is for you, or she's focusing on enjoying yourself, beauty all around you, and Mars is focused on, you know, motivating and making things happen, the action going on in those realms, and they are both in flow. So we have, you know, some flow going on here for you involving travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in the story. And we also have opportunity here with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, you name it, key individuals, right? And so it definitely looks like a day where you should be happy. And you're definitely getting some things done and you should be happy. All right, so for Libra, Mercury moving into Aquarius. When you get up on Monday the 5th, you have it there, and it's going to be there until the 22nd. And Libra, this is your zone of true love and lovers, of children and creative projects and talents, and anything recreational that you are trying to do. So, sweet. You now have Mercury there helping you get into talks, helping you hear from people, run into people, meet with them, focus on sales, writing agreements, any offers, flirtations or decisions. And it starts right off the bat meeting with Pluto. And so we have this really deep, profound potential behind this. You might be, hearing news or making choices about ways to purge or make changes or evolve or get more intimate and sexual or focus on the financial side or the third parties in the mix, giving a big fresh start push to all of that. And then it looks like on the 10th and the 16th of February, you'll be involved with this lover, the kids, the creative project or recreation, as there's a big push now having to do with something financial, sexual, reproductive, or third party in the story. Now, Venus and Mars are active in this week ahead, especially on Wednesday, the 7th. And so for Libra, you know, this is something that's really active and looks like it's pretty darn positive in flow for you at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs. So Venus is front and center, bringing the love or the money into that story or helping you focus on the beauty or pleasures and enjoyment that day. While Mars is very active, making things happen, stirring up the passion, getting things going. And so as you're looking at that, there is positive flow here with something happening financially or sexually with third parties. There's also positive flow here with work or health stories that are playing out there, or anything with the animals, or anything with paperwork or hired help or coworkers in that story. So definitely make the most of Wednesday. All right, for Scorpio, Mercury moving into Aquarius, you're going to wake up on Monday the 5th and it's all in. It comes late on Sunday the 4th. If you are on the West Coast, you might pick up on that ahead of time. But it's going to go very quickly through this sign. It's going to be there until the 22nd. So Scorpio, this is going to bring a lot of talks or meetings or interviews or sales or writing or agreements or decisions that are now opening up about the home or in the home or involving family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, history, ancestry, or your own emotional needs. So, you know, Monday the 5th, it's very deep and very profound as Pluto is involved. It's going to take it into this very weighty, intense energy with this fresh start to help you purge, transform, evolve, make changes, or focus on where you are in those stories on a financial context or with your sex life or with a birth, a death, a divorce, or any third-party influences. And by the 10th and the 16th, which are out beyond this week ahead, but I'll bring them up, it looks like there's a big push with something that you're talking or making decisions about there at home or with the move or renovation or family, parent, et cetera, that involves a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, some key individuals. So definitely kind of keep a note that those days stand out for that. Now, in this week ahead on Wednesday the 7th, We have Venus and Mars both active in really good alignment. So, you know, Scorpio, this is happening in your third house. So it could be that there is an important talk or a short trip you're planning on that day, or something local you're going to be involved in, or something with meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions. Also, Scorpio, it could be there's something physical here that you're really focusing on with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics. So whatever it is, front and center there, Venus is showing up to really, you know, help attract the love of money through those realms or bring more beauty or pleasure there. While Mars is really sparking up the motivating factor and making things happen and bringing more passion, and all of it is in this beautiful flow, part of that to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, whoever these key individuals are in your life, and part of it opening up doors involving creativity, true love, children, or recreation. So definitely a day to circle. All right, for Sagittarius, Sag, Mercury moving into Aquarius. You'll wake up on Monday the 5th. It is full in. It is there until the 22nd, so it's going by very quickly. But it is going to bring more power and a quickening that you have not experienced before, ever, because Mercury is going to come sit with Pluto, and this is happening in your third house. So those days between the 5th and the 22nd, really powerful news, talks or meetings, interviews or auditions, sales, writing, agreements, or anything happening with siblings, neighbors, moves, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips or local activities. So Pluto may be asking you to go deeper, to purge some things, to empower, to make changes, to evolve, to transform. Pluto may be asking you to look at the financial, the sexual, the third-party influences there. And then as this moves forward, you know, outside of this week ahead, on the 10th and 16th, those are standout days for this information or choice. And on those 2 days, there's something big happening with work or health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help in the story. Now, also in this week ahead, we have Venus and Mars very active on Wednesday the 7th. And so this for Sagittarius is going to be playing out around a purchase. Maybe you're going shopping or what's happening with your possessions or products or what you're doing about your income. And with Venus in that story, she really wants there to be a lot of pleasure and enjoyment there, or a focus on beauty or true love or the money itself in that story. While Mars is going to stir up the passions and bring a lot of activity, and all of it is in flow. So there's the excitement around the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, coworkers, hired help, as well as these opportunities at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. All right, so for Capricorn, Mercury moves into Aquarius late Sunday night, early Monday morning, the 5th, and will be there until the 22nd, very quickly, but some of the most powerful Mercury energy you've ever had. Capricorn, for you, it is getting you into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions that are about making money or involve your possessions, your purchases, or products. Pluto is part of this story as Mercury meets with Pluto Monday morning and really starts to help you go deeper to purge or evolve something in that story, to make transformations and changes, to empower yourself at the very beginning of this new story here. And it is saying, hey, do you need to look at other financial influences? Is there something about sex appeal or attraction? Is there something about third parties in this story? Like, how are we moving forward in these talks, meetings, sales, with these ideas, writing, interviews, etc., about income, purchases, products, or possessions? By the 10th and 16th, you will be very active with this, both days involving something big going on with a child or with your love life or lover or with something creative you are doing here or something recreational in the mix. Now, in our week ahead, we also have Venus and Mars very active on Wednesday the 7th, and these are happening in your sign, Capricorn. So, sorry for the pause. So, yay. I mean, this is really all about you, a special day where you are really standing out, Capricorn. You can focus this on physical pleasures and passions and get busy with a love interest. You can focus this on your own beauty or anything happening with the money side of Venus and what you're showing up for to do. It ties in with the lovers, the kids, the creativity, or the recreation, and is in flow. It may be very exciting, very spur of the moment, very inspired. So see where that takes you. It also, you know, involves, you know, offers, invitations, talks, short trips, meetings, to see where that might go. All right, so for Aquarius, Mercury moving into your sign, by the time you get up on Monday the 5th, it is in your sign. It is touching on Pluto on that day and then moving a new story forward. You're going to have Mercury in Aquarius until the 22nd, so it goes by very quickly, but it is very powerful. You are now ready to hear offers or news, to get into talks or meetings, to focus on writing, sales, agreements, or powerful decisions that are about you and what you want for yourself moving forward, Aquarius. You know, so this may be about a choice you're making about your body or your image or your brand or your name or title, or it may very much fall flatly in the realm of your personal needs and desires. What do you want? How deep are you willing to go with Pluto to purge and evolve and transform and make changes on a personal or physical level through the talks you have now or the ideas or decisions or offers that are coming in now? And so it's really going to flavor this week ahead for you. Pluto might bring financial or sexual or reproductive or divorce or mortality or third party topics into this story as you're addressing your needs and what you want to be involved in here. And outside of this week ahead, the 10th and 16th will definitely bring in more of this in some way connected to your home, family, move, renovation, real estate deal, parents, roommates, or emotional needs in the story. Now, on Wednesday in this week ahead, on the 7th, Venus and Mars are very active and in very positive flow. So Aquarius, this is playing out behind the scenes, privately, secretively, on romantic getaways or trysts or with artistic interests or spiritual practices or with institutions or research and development, or that have something past life associated with them or are helping you tackle addictions or secrets or deceptions in some positive way. So Venus is front and center in any of those stories, really helping bring the love or the money flow to what is happening there, or helping you focus on the beauty or the pleasure in the story, while Mars is stirring passion and motivating you and bringing action to something going on in one of those realms. And this is all in flow. As I said, part of this is to some excitement or innovations going on at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs. And part of this brings opportunity around how you're valued or how your values align or what's going on with income, purchases, products, or possessions. Doors are open. All right. So for Pisces, Mercury moving into Aquarius takes it into your 12th house. So when you get up on Monday the 5th, it is in. It comes in late on the 4th, early in the wee hours on the 5th. And so you now have it the 5th through the 22nd. It's going to go by quickly, but it is the most powerful Mercury you've ever dealt with because it's going to merge with Pluto here and open up some real powerful fresh start for you. So Mercury wants to start to bring talks or ideas or meetings or sales or writing or agreements or short trips, moves, decisions to these 12th house topics. So you could be focusing that on an institution or several institutions. You could be focusing that on research and development. You could be focusing that on something artistic like film, music, painting, poetry. You could be focusing that on something romantic or something spiritual. And Pluto wants to take you deeper, help you get into the hidden realms, purge things that need to go, make changes, transform, evolve this story. And Pluto may bring in talks now about these subjects that touch on the financial side of what's going on there, any third-party situations that you're feeling out, what's happening sexually or reproductively with births, deaths, divorce, or empowerment in these arenas. And so this all kicks off on Monday. And then outside of this, on the 10th and the 16th, outside of this week ahead, I should say, but still within the realm of Mercury here, you will have standout Mercury days on the 10th and 16th, both of those days really being about really important talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions that are coming into play around these topics. Now, also, we have on Wednesday the 7th in this week ahead, Venus and Mars both active and both very happy in their flow. So, Pisces, this is playing out with your friends, with your associates, with your group activities, with what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities, parties, events, or gatherings, what you're doing with original projects or your own aspirations. So Venus is front and center here, really trying to bring the love or the money into those stories, or she's trying to bring a lot more enjoyment and pleasure and beauty into those stories, while Mars is really firing up the passion and getting you motivated and active in one or more of those realms. Now, there is flow here to the communications, to the writing, the sales, to the ideas, to anything local or nearby places, short trips, moves involved with this. And there's also flow directly to you, your name, your brand, your image, your identity, your body, what you're showing up for, or what you want in the story. So it's quite a fabulous day as far as the energy goes. Make the most of that. So again, guys, it's Zoe Moon. I apologize for being late on the show. Send me lots of positive energy. I will be back on Thursday for the next week, God willing. And I wish you guys all an absolutely fabulous week ahead. Make the most of it. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.